Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding at the very top of Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the question that we asked way back. We asked on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Astira as follows, that on the one hand, our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to leave an animal with an Ovid Chachavim because you have to be Choshesh that the Ovid Chachavim is going to be Roveya, the animal, that he's going to commit an act of bestiality. Yet, we have a Tosefta that says that you're allowed to purchase an animal from a guy that you want to use as a Karban, and apparently we're not concerned that the animal was used for any sort of act of bestiality. So how do we deal with this? So the Gemara suggests a new answer. Ravina Amar Lo Kasha. Really, Goyim are chashed on Ravia, but Halicharchila Hadiyeved. The Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to leave your animal with an Ovid Chavim, that's Licharchila, you're not allowed to do that. The Tosefta that says that you're allowed to purchase an animal to use as a Karban, that's talking about Bidiyeved. You already purchased the animal, so now Bidiyeved, we assume that we don't have to be Choshesh that it was already Nirva. So it says Gemara, Minotema de Shiny Ben. Who says that we can make a distinction between lecharchila and diaved? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah, lotus yached isha imahem, mipnei shechashudin ala arayos, that you're not allowed to leave a woman alone with an ovid chavim because they're chashud on arayos, and we're concerned that they're going to be boel the woman. Uraminhu, but there's a Mishnah ksubas that tells us that he isa shenech b'shabi b'idei ovdei chavim, that if a woman is captured by ovdei chavim al yedei mamon because she owes them money, so mut. When she's freed, she's going to be mutter to her husband. We don't have to worry that maybe the Ovid Chavim slept with her and asked her to her husband. But al yidei nefashos, if she was chayv misa, they wanted to kill her, then asur lebayla. If she somehow escapes and gets freed, we assume that she probably did sleep with them and she's asur to her husband. So from that first halacha, that when it's al yidei mamon, she's mutter to her husband, you see that Ovid Chavim are not chashud to be boel a woman just because they were left alone with her. So that's a kasha in our Mishnah, which says that a woman is not allowed to be misyachid with an Ovid Chavim because we are choshed that they're going to be boel her. Elolav shvamina shayni lebein lecharchil l'diavet. How do you reconcile the stira? It must be that there's a difference between lecharchil and b'diavet. Lecharchil, a woman cannot be miyachid with the Ovid Chavim because they're choshed on arayos. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. But b'diavet, after she's already been kept by the Ovid Chavim and she's been released, we're not choshesh that in retrospect he has been boel her. Me mice, the Gemara says, how do you know to prove from here that we're not choshesh b'diavad that he was with her? Maybe really b'diavad, a woman that had yichud with an Ovid Chavim is aser to her husband because we are choshed that he was boel her. And there's no chiluk between lecharchil and b'diavad. V'hacha, and the fact that the Mishnah allows the woman, when she's been captured and held on account of money, to go back to her husband afterwards, hainu taima, the misyari mishum hefsin mamono, over there he has a special reason not to be boel her because he's afraid of losing his money. So he's not going to want to be boel her because if he ruins her, no one's going to pay for her release. So Teda and the Raya is that's true, that the only reason he's not boel her is because he doesn't want to lose his money. Dikatani Sefer, because the Sefer goes on to say, Al Yidei Nefashos, Asur Labayla, that if she was held in captivity because she was Chayv Misa, then she's going to be Asur to her husband. But if B'diavad were never Choshesh that she slept with the Ovid Chavim, why would she be Asur to her husband just because it was Al Yidei Nefashos? So it seems, V'sulo Midi, that there's nothing else to ask on this, meaning clearly the reason is that Al Yidei Mamon, she's mutter to her husband, is because he has a very good reason not to mess with her, because he wants to be able to get his money back. So main point number one, Ravina suggests that while l'charkila, an Ovid Chavim is chashud on bestiality, b'diyeved, you can use an animal that was left alone with him for a korban. So there's a difference in l'charkila and b'diyeved, but that same distinction of l'charkila and b'diyeved is rejected when it comes to the suspicion of being with a woman. Now the Gemara suggests another another way of resolving the stira about whether an Ovid Kavim is chashra misriality. Rabbi Pedas Amar, lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. It's simply a reflection of Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer, who is choshesh for Raviya, and the Tosefta follows the Rabbanan, who is not choshesh for Raviya. The Tanan, because the Mishnah tells us in Masechas Parah, gabe paras chatos, when it comes to a parah aduma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, eina nikachas mina of the chavim, it cannot be purchased from the chavim, v'cham matirim, but the chavim allow it to be purchased from the chavim. My lav ba'akam if neither of those are sovereign chashin the Raviya of Rabbanan Savri, lo chashin the Raviya. It must be that this is gufa, the machlokas that Rabbi Eliezer holds were choshesh for Raviya, that maybe the para was nirves by the Ovid Chavim, and the Rabban, who allow you to buy from the Ovid Chavim, says we're not concerned about this. Me, my, how do I know that they argue about Revia? They argue about Chashash Revia. Dilma de Kuliyama lo cheshin on the Revia. Maybe everyone would really hold we're not choshish for Revia. Vahacha hainu taima, and over here by the para aduma, vahainu taima de Rav Lazar. The reason Rav Lazar does not allow to purchase it from the Ovid Chavim is not because of Revia, but rather because Rav Yudam Rav. Tamar Vidam Rav, Hiniach Alehen Uda Shel Sakin, if you put on a Parah Aduma a package of sackcloth, of empty bags that are tied together, Psala, even if you didn't actually pull the animal schlepping these bags, it's already going to be possible. It's already considered as if it was Allah Aleha Ol, which would possible it for use as a Parah Aduma. Uba Egla, and by an Egla Arufa, where the Torah also says that it can't have an Ol, Ad Shetim Shochba. It's only going to be usher if it actually pulls, you actually pull the animal so it actually carries the bag of the package of empty sacks. So Mar Sarva Cheshinon, Mar Sarva Lo Cheshinon, Reb Lazar, who does not allow purchasing from a paradum from the Chavim, is Choshesh, not that the guy slept with the animal, but that the guy must have put some sort of package on the back of the animal, and the animal therefore is puzzled to use for a paraduma. Whereas the Chacham would disagree, hold that we're not Choshesh, that the guy would have done such things. So says Gemara, Lo Salkadaitach. No, it can't be that according to Reb Lazar, we're Choshesh that the guy put some sort of a bundle on the back of the animal. Mishum nicha porta lo mafsid tuva. For such little benefit that he gets from putting a small package on the back of the animal, he would not give up the chance of all of the money that he could make by selling a para aduma. It wouldn't be worth it for him. So there's no way that we'd be choshesh that he would do it. It must be that Rabbi Lazar was choshesh for a greater pleasure that this man was trying to derive, that this Ovid Chavim was trying to derive, and that is the pleasure of bestiality. So the Gemara asks, if the guy does not want to passel the paraduma, and therefore he wouldn't put a bundle of empty bags on its back, Hachanami lema mishmana porto lo mafsituva. Why don't we say the same thing about bestiality? For a little bit of fleeting pleasure of being boiled this animal, he's going to give up the chance to sell it for who knows how much money? Says Gemara, because hasam yitzro tokfo. But when it comes to the chashash of Revia, his yitzar hara will get the best of him. But there's no great yitzar hara to put a little bundle of empty bags on the back of an animal. There's a great yitzar hara for him to have beer with the animal. Says the Gemara, maybe we can go back and ask on Rabbi Pedas. How do I know that? How does Rabbi Pedas know that Rabbi Lazar asers buying a paraduma because of the chashash Revia? V'dimel t'kuliyam lo cheshinim the Revia. V'ha'cha hainu time with Rabbi Lazar. K'detani shila, detani shila, my time with Rabbi Lazar, t'abrel b'nei shal v'yikhu elecha, b'nei yisrael yikhu, maybe the reason you're not allowed to buy a paraduma from Lovid Chavim is Gzeres HaKasuv, that a dafka has to come from Bnei Yisrael. It cannot come from Lovid Chavim. Maybe it's got nothing to do with a chashash midrabanan. Maybe he's Ravea. Maybe it's got nothing to do with Ravea. So it says Marlo Salkadaitach. He can't say that. The Katani Seifa, because it says in the end of the Mishnah, in the second parak of Parah, V'chein Oyer Rabbi Lazar Posel, B'chol HaKarbanos Kulan. Rabbi Lazar Posel not only paraduma, purchasing any korban from an Ovid Chavim. But if you think it's based on this Gzeres HaKasuv of a Yikhu Elecha Paraduma, well, Bishlam Apara, Ksiv, Bal kicha. That would make sense for paraduma, where it actually uses a lashon of kicha. Elokulu karbanos kicha ksivu. But by all of the karbanos, does it say such a lashon that is there any sort of gzeris hakasuv that you're not allowed to purchase it from novid chavim? So it must be that we are correct that Rabbi Elazar's chashash is a chashash of revia, and it's not based on an overall issue that there's a dindol raisa. They have to dafka purchase a paraduma from the Israel. So Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Das, that the Rabban and Rabbi Elazar disagree about Revia, Vidilma Adkan lo pligi Rabban and Lady Rabbi Elazar, maybe the Rabban are only not chushish for Revia, elo bipara de dameha yikarin, only by a para aduma, which was very expensive, and maybe the guy is not going to want to risk losing out on all that money just to be Rovea the animal. Aval bishar karbanos modile, but maybe when it comes to all other karbanos, the Rabbanan would also be modded to Rabbi Elazar that we have to be choshesh, that the Ovid Chavim was Rovea the animal. And even the Rabbanan would hold that you're not allowed to buy other animals for a karban from a guy, so you can't say that so Rabbi Pedas's answer is not going to be a viable answer, that the Tosefta that allows buying an animal for a karban follows the Shita of the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Elazar. No, maybe when it comes to all other animals, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that by other karbanos the Chachamim would agree that it's going to be a problem. Because then, that which the Braisa says, money. The Braisa that says that you are allowed to purchase an animal for a karban from Novid Chavim, who would that Braisa be aligned with? Lo Rabbi Elazar, v'lo Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan really agreed to Rabbi Elazar when it came to all other animals, that Braisa would not be aligned with anybody, because everyone would say that it's Asir. So va'od, and furthermore, Tanya Behedya, Mayusiv l'chavrei l'Rabbi Elazar, we have a Beferish of Braisa, that what was the kasha that the other Tanoim asked in Rabbi Elazar, who didn't allow buying a carbon from Novi Chavim, called Tzon Keder Yikbetzulach Yalu L'Ratzon Al-Mizbechi, that the Tzon of Yishmael are ultimately going to be brought as karbanos on the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says about Achris Hayamim, that in the end of the days, that's what's going to happen. Apparently, we're going to use animals from the Yishmaelim, and we're not going to be Choshesh, that you're going to be Roveh of them. So you see from the fact that that's what the Rabbanan asked on Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan must have held that you're allowed to buy all sorts of animals from Ovdei Chavim to use as karbanos, not just a para, but all other animals as well. So main point number two over here will be that an additional answer to the stira about whether you're allowed to buy, about whether a guy is chashvan revia, is that it's subject to the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, whether you're allowed to buy a paraduma from an Ovdei Chavim. That the whole Israel buying a paraduma from Novi Chavim is because of a chashash revia, and the Rabbanan who allow buying a paraduma from Novi Chavim would allow buying all animals from Novi Chavim because they're not choshed. They're not choshesh for revia, that the Ovid Chavim is Roveya, the animal. Okay, we'll stop there. Next time, we'll pick up with Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis.